Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. Through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season
to be blessed,
to be blessed.
God made your promise.
Somebody say yes it is. somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless God for that song this morning. Amen. It's our season. Amen. To be blessed. Amen. So we thank and praise God on this morning, this Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. We thank and praise God for you and you this morning. Amen. For being here. Amen, with MCI Ministry Radio. That is a ministry, amen. So we thank God, amen, for that. And we thank God for you and you, amen. So with that being said, this morning, praise God, we bless and praise God. This morning, we lift our hands up to the Lord. Yes, it is our season to be blessed. The windows of heaven is open, and we know that we are in the month of April, amen. And how they say, praise God, April showers, come on, bring May flowers, amen, praise God. So we thank God, amen, for the season that we are in, amen. With that being said, let me pray and open up the heaven gates. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. We want the blessings to flow to every house today, amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name for who you are, God. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father, yes, God, that you will bless, God, us today, Lord God. God, that you will rain upon us, God, a fresh new anointing today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you will send the wind of change, God, to our homes, God, and to our lives, oh God, from the north, south, east, and west, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, endow us with your presence, God, today, Father God, because we need you on today as we need you every day, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. We ask God for a special touch. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I move out the way now, now the Holy Spirit to have his way on today, Father God, I pray that you will rain down on me today, Lord God, that you will speak through me today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father. And I'll be ever so grateful, Father. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, to give you praise and give you honor and to give you glory on this day, God, the day that you have made, God. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for the wind of change. We thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven open unto us, God. Yes, oh, quote of Oshia. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift you up in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, 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 yes. Today, I want to go to the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel. Chapter 6, starting at verse number 6. On this week, praise God, y'all know as we do, amen, we take very, very, very cautious. We're very cautious, amen, of what we give God's people. So on this week, as I begin to go before God and ask the Lord what to bring forth for his people, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me while I was in prayer. Obed-Edom, and I'm going to get into the word today that you can understand, amen, what God is saying to us on today, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. 2 Samuel, starting at verse number 6, the Bible says, and when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hands to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord outbreak against Uzay. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzay to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day. And he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. I want to stop there today. Praise God. We read in 2 Samuel in the sixth chapter, do you have an accurate concept of God? God is love. God is good. God is all powerful. God is all knowing. God is merciful. God is forgiving. And there is something else that most people forget. God is holy. Don't leave off holiness. We cannot truly understand his forgiveness and his mercy until we first grasp the holiness of God. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 6 and 7, we find that God killed Uzay for touching the Ark of the Covenant. That doesn't seem like a crime worthy of execution, does it? Why did God strike him dead? Was it because God is love? No. Because he is good? No. Because he is forgiving? No. I don't mean that, praise God. It was because God is holy. Most of us don't realize what the Ark of the Covenant was and what it represented. God commanded Moses to make an ark, which was a box overlaid in pure gold. Inside the box was the Ten Commandments that Moses received on Mount Sinai, God's law. Some manna from the wilderness, God's provision. And Aaron's rod that miraculously budded, God's miracle. Aaron was the first high priest who would represent Israel before God. The cover of the lid of the ark was called the mercy seat. That is God's mercy. On top of it were two golden cherubims, the angels, with outstretched wings, God's presence. It was the most scarce vessel in the tabernacle because this was where God's presence was manifested. Here we see Obed-Edom blessed by God. Come on, somebody. David in 2 Samuel 6, we look at the fact that all of us make mistakes. Hey, Rabbi, Shatori Abashanda, yes, Holy Spirit. And when we do make a mistake, we often able to learn and move forward a little wiser than we were before. Let us learn the lesson of Uzay. And although the incident didn't do Uzay much good, it is still possible for us to learn something based on his behavior. Uzay, of course, was struck down by God by touching the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was basically a gold-plated wooden box. It was the place where God met his people. The place where sin was forgiven under the law of Moses. Come on, somebody. It was actually designed with gold-plated rings on each side, into which were placed gold-plated wooden poles. Come on. And the law was very specific that the men from one particular tribe, the Levite, come on, the priest, come on, somebody, the pastors, come on, somebody, were to be the only one to carry the ark. We know, however, that there was a time during the book of Judges when Israel drifted away from God. Come on, Holy Ghost. And the ark was actually captured by the Philistine army. Come on, go with me this morning, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Through an interesting series of events, the Philistine quickly realized, though, that they wanted nothing to do with the ark. Come on. So they sent it back. Well, the Bible tells us that the ark stayed near the borders of Israel for a period of more than 40 years. God's presence. Come on. Where King David tries to move the ark to Jerusalem, they put the ark on a new cart. They got a new cart, y'all. Just as the Philistine had done many years earlier. But as they traveled, the cart hit a pothole. Uzzah reached up to keep the ark from falling. He is struck dead by God right there on the spot. David gets scared and quickly brings the ark to the nearby home of Obed-Edom. And he tries to figure out what went wrong. Come on, Holy Ghost. That God must be honored. Come on. Secondly, we also learned, amen, we talked about, you know, when we passed that there are no excuses that can ever possibly override the importance of knowing and obeying what the word of God actually said. First of all, when it comes to excuses, everybody involved in this incident seems to be sincere. The people were celebrating, come on, with all their might. Sincerely, though, does not erase the need for obedience. I don't care how much we praise God, obedience must stand. Come on, Holy Ghost. And then in the same way, popularity cannot be used as an excuse either. Again, praise God, in 1 Chronicles 13, we find King David checked with everybody but God on this. Come on, Holy Ghost. He brought everybody in to help make the decisions. Hundreds, thousands, military leaders, religious leaders, come on. Even the entire nation. However, right and wrong is not determined by the number of people doing it. Excuses, therefore, are no substitute for knowing and obeying the word of God. Why is God speaking to us about obeying him? Come on, Holy Ghost. And there is a value of discipline. Obviously, getting killed didn't do much for Uzziah. But King David did learn something. As a result of what happened here, the entire nation learned that God is to be respected and obeyed. A valuable lesson. They went back and did their research, and from this point on, they moved the ark just as God had directed. This is because the discipline that fell on Uzziah. This morning, I would like us to move on to much more positive aspect of this passage and even go a few verses further as we focus our thoughts on the good that comes from, from this incident, and especially the good that happens to family of Obed Edom. Come on, Holy Ghost. We learn, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that Obed-Edom is blessed. His house is blessed. Everything that he owned is blessed, because the Bible says, so David went and removed the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it inside, come on, into the house of Obed-Edom. The ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom 3 months. The Lord blessed him and all his household. Are you allowing the presence of the Lord into your home today? It was told David saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought the ark of God to the house of Obed-Edom. Come on, somebody, with gladness. The main point this morning is that Obed-Edom is blessed for what he does here. And I find that the contrast is quite fascinating. On one hand, we have Uzziah, who is killed. Come on. And on the other hand, we have Obed-Edom, who is tremendously blessed. We have two different consequences as a result of how these two men interact with God. Come on, somebody. One is cursed, the other is blessed. As to exactly what the blessing looked like, come on. We can only imagine being blessed. Obed-Edom, though, is blessed. The question is, what can we learn from this? Uzziah is struck down for touching the ark. King David is terrified, and we pick up, amen, and David was unwilling to move the ark of the Lord unto the city of David with him. Come on, somebody. But David took it aside to the house of Obed. We find, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, it was with gladness. As we think about what we have just read, we know that the lesson we learned from Uzziah this morning, Uzziah, this morning, praise God, focuses on Obed-Edom. I want you to focus, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, on what God did, amen, praise God. And we see, praise God, we look at it only as a box and a golden box and everything put in it, praise God, represented the things of God and things that God has already done. First of all, praise God, we don't need the box today, but God wants you to practice his presence. He wants you to know, praise God, his presence, amen, because the Bible says when Uzziah touched that, praise God, God killed them, praise God. Are we practicing the presence of God, amen, praise God, and doing right by the things of God? Are we allowing God into our homes? Are we allowing God into the things, amen, that we're doing in life, praise God, that we may be blessed like Obed-Edom? When I thought about it and I talked to the Lord and how he spoke to me about Obed-Edom, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, we find him being so blessed. First, we look at the paragraph. We find that Obed-Edom, he opened his house to God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I would like for us to try to look back and imagine the scenario of Obed-Edom, and most likely at home minding his own business. He lives out, praise God, probably in the middle of nowhere, probably for a reason. He is most likely a farmer. Here, praise God, I want you to hear me this morning. He allows God into his home. This Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God, most likely enjoying the peace and quiet. I want you, because I thought about this, praise God, and I tried to make it plain, amen, to look at the scenario and what was taking place, amen, at this time when he allowed the presence of God to come into a home. Praise God. Obed-Edom, praise God, was was a man after God's own heart. Praise God. He was a man, praise God, that walked in obedience. He was a man, praise God, that put God before anything. He was a man, praise God, that depended on God, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for all that he has. Most likely enjoyed the peace and quiet. One day he hears a quiet of a commotion on the outside. It seems to be some kind of parade passing by on the road that goes by his house. Come on, I want you to go with me this morning. And almost as soon as he hears these thousands of people going by, it is obvious that something had gone terribly wrong. And soon there is a knock at the door. Come on, Holy Ghost. He opens the door, perhaps, you know, praise God, the wife, praise God, Mrs. Obed-Edom, and praise God, is looking over his shoulder. And when they open the door, there is a king, guest, King David. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, standing at the door. Can you get it yet, praise God? Yes, Holy Ghost. King David is at Obed-Edom's house. Praise God. And when they open the door, you see the king standing there, full crowned in all of his full military attire. The king has the look of a shock on his face, a look of anger, perhaps even a look of terror. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Behind King is an Ark of a Covenant, the sign of God's presence, the most holy object in history of the nation. And behind the Ark, praise God, probably about 30,000 soldiers as I looked at the Word of God. By the way, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, 30,000 soldiers are pretty much standing in Obed-Edom's front yard. He tries to take this in. He tries to process what's happening right now here on the front porch of his house and tries to soak it all in. Come on, somebody. Are we soaking it in this morning? As he tries to focus, King David opens his mouth. Excuse me, sir. But my name, come on, Holy Ghost, it's King David. And we have had an incident out here in front of your house. There was this huge pothole up on the road. Read the whole chapter, y'all. There's a huge pothole on top of the road. And we're not exactly sure what happened yet. But it seems that God has killed a man for touching the ark. And I'm not exactly sure how to ask this. But we'd like to ask that you take the ark and keep it in your living room. Come on, Holy Ghost. Can you imagine that conversation? Can you even imagine, praise God, here is a gold-covered box that has just killed a man. And the king is asking that Obed-Edom bring it into his own home. And I should add, at this point, it is for an unknown length of time. It might have been for overnight. It might have been, amen, for a few days. But the last place it stayed. You right, remember, amen, that the ark stayed there for more than 40 years. At this point, then Obed-Edom had a very important decision to make. Thankfully, Obed-Edom opens his home to God. He welcomes the ark into the home, even though God had just killed a man for touching it. And even though King David himself seemed to be quite terrified of it, can you imagine, praise God, me asking you to keep a table in your home for a while? And oh, come on, somebody. By the way, if anybody touches it, they will die. They will put it, what would tell the children, the kids, and do not touch it, this huge box in your living room. Obed-Edom, though, come on, made himself available. Obed-Edom said yes and opened his home to God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Let me say that one more time because we might have missed something here. Obed-Edom, the man that he was, that sanctified man that he was, the one that followed God's concepts. Come on, somebody. The one, praise God, that made himself available, made his home to God. It might have been inconvenient, even a little bit dangerous. But Obed-Edom accepted the responsibility. I think of those words in Hebrews, do not neglect to show hospitality to a stranger. For by this, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Obed-Edom literally had a golden cherubim staying with him in his home. He took the presence of God into his own home. We thank of the Lord for those words about judgment, amen, in Matthew 25. It was a stranger, and you took me in. Come on. Obed-Edom literally welcomed God into his house. Today we have the ability to welcome God into our homes as well. Not in the form of a gold-plated box, but in a spiritual sense. We welcome God into our homes by honoring his presence. Something in our home serves as a reminder. Oh, come on, somebody, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Some of us got things on the wall, praise God, that represent the God's presence in your home. You might have, praise God, anything in your home that represents God. But God wants you now to represent him in your home, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Why is God talking to us about welcome him into our homes? When we welcome the presence when we welcome him into our homes, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, we represent, praise God, the blessings of God that takes over everything about us, everything in our homes. Come on, somebody, praise God, because the Bible says when Obed-Edom allowed him to come in, praise God, his whole house was blessed. Everything that he touched was blessed. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Anybody knows me, praise God, yes, that really knows me, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. When things are out of order in the home, praise God, I get in and I open up every window, every door, and I literally stand up in the middle of the floor, and I tell the devil, you got to get up out of here. Praise God, yes, in the name of Jesus. Because we find that, praise God, sometimes the enemy tries to get into your home, praise God. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Praise God. Have you ever found that when somebody comes to your house, praise God, and they come with an argumentative spirit, praise God, and all of a sudden you start arguing, praise God, the children gets messed up, they start arguing, praise God, that spirit jumped from one person to another, praise God, and you got to tell the devil, you got to get up out of here, praise God. You got to go, praise God. You got to serve him. Notice, amen, and allow God to come into your home. You want things to go right in your home, allow God to come in your house. If you want things to go right, allow God to take over your life. If you want things to go right, praise God, surrender to God today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Here, honoring, welcome. We welcome God into our home by honoring his presence. Something in our homes serve as a reminder. It says Christ is the head of our house, the unseen guest at every meal, the silent listener to every conversation. Isn't that what Obed did here? He welcomed God into his home, just as we should also do today. We find, if we look closely, related to this lesson, but It is the idea that once the ark had been moved in, the ark itself became the focal point of this man's family for the next 3 months. And again, it is hard for most of us to even imagine. However, I think we can verily safely assume that Obed-Edom and his family probably thought a lot more about the ark of God during these 3 months than they had ever thought about the ark before. After all, it was now in their living room. It was not a gold cover box in some far-off place, but it was the gold cover box right there in their own home. And this is where we need to remember what was exactly in the ark. Certainly, the outward appearance was quite impressive. Gold, the cherubim, the rings, the hold, and so on. But the outward appearance was part of it. And it says, because God was very specific concerning what was placed inside the ark. Remember, the ark was a box. The box was made to carry, come on, to carry things. What therefore was inside the ark? What did God want people to treasure? Above all else, what did God want the people to remember? What did God want the people to know? What item was the most important souvenir in the time in the wilderness? But as we think about the ark spending 3 months in this man's house, it is significant that the note what was also stayed in Obed-Edom's house was necessary since a certain item was inside the ark. Come on, somebody. And when we dig into the Old Testament, we discover, amen, first place where the ark was the table, the tables of stone, amen, written the Ten Commandments engraved by the God's finger himself, the handwriting, and it's true. Come on, somebody. Amazing. This sort of thing inside of his house. The Ten Commandments. Some of us, praise God, that's the Ten Commandments on our walls. But we walk past the Ten Commandments, praise God, day by day by day, not knowing, praise God, the handwriting of God, his finger, the finger of God has written those things, amen, that we know, the oldest manuscript. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Amazing. The Ark of the Covenant. Obed's living room. God's law, the first copy, was destroyed by Moses. But the second copy came directly from the hand of God. Obed-Edom, of course, could not see the stone tablets as he was not allowed to open the ark. But he would have known that the law was there and that it had been there for a period of roughly over 500 years. By hosting the ark of in God in his home, Obed and his family would have had renewed appreciation for God's law, knowing that it was right there in their living room. God's word still belongs in our homes. Let us not neglect to keep up with God's word in our own home. Some of us, praise God, only open our Bibles on Sundays, praise God, but God's word is there for us to read every day. God wants to know you, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. He wants to spend time with you, President. He wants to spend time with you, praise God. He wants to bless you, praise God. You're above what you can ever imagine or think according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. He wants to bless our home, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Second item in the bar art was, praise God, a jar containing the sample of manna, the word manna. Of course, ask the question, what is it? When God miraculously provided bread from heaven, praise God, it's covered in grass almost to do every morning except on the Sabbath day. The bread of heaven wants to us. He wants you to know, praise God, the bread of heaven. Practice his presence. When the people saw it the first time, they said, what is it? And somebody said, it's manna. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The people would escape and scrape it together to eat. Give us our daily bread. As Jesus said on the Sermon on Mount, give us our daily bread, the sample of the manna and the ark. Therefore was the reminder of God's provision. Our God, he's providing for us. He's giving us more than enough. Oh, come on, somebody. God takes care of his people. There's a constant reminder. Holy Spirit, have your way today. God wants you to know, praise God, he wants to come into your home. He wants to bless you, praise God. He wants to pour into you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, praise God, we take things for granted. God don't want you to take things for granted, praise God. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we got to know that God is a provider. God is the one that's going to make a way. God is the one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's going to release the blessings upon your life. God's provision is a constant reminder that God is good and God, that God will always care for his people. You know, we have the same reminder as Christians under the new covenant. Praise God. The Bible says in Matthew 6, 25 and 30, the Lord Jesus tells us not to worry about temporary things like food and clothing, because God has promised that if we put his kingdom first, hear me in the spirit realm, when we put his kingdom first, amen, he will take care of us. And that is the purpose of the jar of manna in the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, come on, somebody. It was meant to be a reminder of God's care. And Obed-Edom had this reminder in his own home today as Christian family, as beloved of God. We need to acknowledge God for our blessings on a regular basis. Oh, come on, somebody. Thanking God in prayer is the most obvious way of doing this. Praise God. But we can also acknowledge God directly in other ways. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We, the Christian fathers, have the responsibility, especially to remind the families, come on, somebody, that the blessing, the family blessings have come from God. Oh, come on, somebody. We cannot take God's glory. God has been good to our family. Oh, has he been good to your family? Praise God. Are you putting God first? Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. God is good, y'all. Come on. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Praise God. Welcome God into your home. If you find arguments in your home day by day, you got to let the enemy out. Open up the windows. Open up the door and tell him to get out. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus.
You are great, you are mighty, there's no one like you.
Nobody. My strong power, ruler of the nations, and my defender.
Nobody like him. No.
He's great and mighty. He's great and mighty. Lift your hands. He's great and mighty. He's great.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's great and mighty, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, put God first. Amen. And you cannot go wrong. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, amen. As we get back in the word, as most of us have hopefully figured out by now, amen. Praise God. The third item placed in the ark of Aaron was Aaron's rod, which budded. Amen. Well, come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. And the next morning, Aaron, walking stick, come on, had not only budded, but it blossomed and bore ripe almonds. At that point, God said in Numbers 17:10, put back the rod of Aaron before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die. Aaron's rod, therefore, placed in the ark as an ongoing reminder to cooperate with God's appointed leadership and not to grumble against them. No whining, and especially no whining against the leadership. Every family needs to remember this. No whining in the family. Dad leads. In the church, the elder lead. In the kingdom of God, come on, somebody, come on. Jesus himself is our king. Obed-Edom therefore lived 3 months with a daily reminder of this. Respect God's appointed leaders and do not whine. For 3 months, the Ark of the Covenant was the focal point of Obed-Edom. Today, of course, there is another box, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, that is the focal point of many in our homes. Come on. We usually measure these boxes, come on, don't we? Perhaps yours is a 32-inch or a 42-inch or a 60-inch. In many homes, every piece of furniture is very carefully arranged to the point to the particular box. We focus on it for several hours every day. Y'all know what I'm talking about, that TV. Come on. I love watching TV, but sometimes God said, oh, Shonda, God will tell you, turn it off, get my Bible, read my Bible. Come on, somebody. I need you to pray right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes even as we eat, come on. I'm not against the television. Come on, I'm not saying that. However, some of you who have been in our home have noticed that we do not have a TV in the living room or in the kitchen. Come on, or the dining room. Sometimes, praise God, we made the decision, come on, many times ago, praise God, hallelujah, to put the TV in a particular place. Amen, praise God. What God is saying today, that he wants to be the focal point in our home. He wants to take over. Not that you can't do things. That's not what God is saying. God wants you to carefully know, praise God, that his presence is there. We have to practice his presence. Know that his presence is there. He wants to bless you. Have you went to him and got instructions? Have you went to him and got a guidance? Have you went to him and asked him, praise God, how to lead my family? Come on, Holy Ghost. It's not saying that we need to be your decision. We don't need to be careful about the box. We focus on we're all together. We're family, praise God, and we know, praise God, what we're supposed to be doing. But Obed-Edom decided to focus on the ark. As we go back to the text, we point out one more idea here is that as a result of what happened to this occasion, Obed-Edom's life changed forever. In fact, it seems that this incident had a way of rearranging this man's priority. The setting is now 3 months later after David had a chance to research what went wrong in the verse. David calls the priests and the Levites together. See, he had everybody else and everything else. Come on, somebody. But sometimes you got to call the right people into your circle to make wise decisions. He had everybody. He called the whole nation, praise God, to find out what to do with this particular box. But now David calls for the priests. He calls for the Levites. He says, I figured out what we did wrong. We should have had the Levites to carry the ark. See, he went back to the word of God. Come on, somebody. And so various priests and Levites are assigned to carry the ark. They set out on the journey. And then the Bible says David goes looking for some musicians. When we get to Jerusalem, we're going to need some musicians. We're going to need some people to sing. And at that point, the way I look at it, a hand goes up in the back. It's Obed-Edom. I want to be a singer. I want to be the one of the musicians. We find his name, praise God, in verse 21. In addition to the music, King David also needed a gatekeeper for the ark. We need some gatekeepers to guard us day by day. Oh, come on, somebody. He needs men to take responsibility for keeping the ark safe, keeping your house safe. Come on, somebody. And once again, a hand goes up in the back. In addition to serving as a musician, Obed-Edom is now also listed as serving among the gatekeepers. Once the ark is settled in Jerusalem, King David once again goes looking for help. This time he needs servants, ministers before the ark of the Lord, men to lead the various celebrations, thanking and praising the Lord God of Israel. We read about this in 1 Chronicles 16:4-5. And once again, Obed-Edom is listed among those who serve. In chapter 16, we have the Psalms commissioned by King David to celebrate the moving of the ark into Jerusalem. You will notice in verse, amen, praise God, it skips down to the end of that. Notice that, praise God. So King David left Aps and his relative there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord to minister before the ark continually as everyday work required. And Obed-Edom, amen, praise God, with his 68 relative and his 8 sons as gatekeepers. His whole house served the Lord. God not only blessed Obed-Edom, but he blessed his children, his sons, his wife, all that was in the house. He blessed them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. As you look at today, I hear the Holy Spirit says, praise God. People don't understand how you're getting blessed. When I woke up this morning, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I said, Lord, I thank you that I am blessed. Amen, praise God. You got to know that you're blessed. It's not in the things that you possess, but it's in knowing and serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has everything. He said wealth belongs to him, health belongs to him, the banks belongs to him, the houses belongs to him, your children belongs to him, your husband belongs to him, praise God. And when you have Jesus in the forefront of everything, praise God, you can't go wrong, praise God. So you got to know that you're blessed when you get up in the morning. Know that you're blessed when you go to bed at night, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because you have the Lord Jesus Christ. You have God. You have him right there with you. Kept the The Bible says, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm trying to close, y'all. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The family to continue full-time service to the God. They kept the ark of God 3 months and made such an impression on this man. His attitude at the point forward was, God, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. This man had the pen ready before God could even speak up and say anything, praise God. He had the bulletin board up before God can say. As a result, God blessed him with children, his grandchildren, and who also served God in Jerusalem, godly men who served for generations. Conclusions, hey, amen, praise God. We learn something from the life of Obed-Edom, the regular guy who just happened to live along the road with particularly large potholes. Amen. Oh, come with somebody. He opened his home to God. The ark became the focal point of his home. Praise God. This experience changed his life forever. The Bible says Uzziah disrespected God and paid for his life. Praise God. Obed-Edom, on the other hand, responded to God, called on his life and faithful to obedience. As we close, we get back to our scriptures. Praise God. Behold, then the kindness of God to those who fell severely, but you, God, kindness will continue to be in your life. Otherwise, you will be cut off. Our response to God determines how God responds to us. There are two things that we want to look at, praise God. Uzziah, the kindness that was shown to Obed-Edom. The Bible says, praise God, Peter said about the Lord Jesus, he is a cornerstone, a solid rock to some, but he is a stone of offense to others. Some will turn to the Lord for strength, but others will be crushed under the power of God. The response is completely up to us. We would invite you, praise God, to follow Obed-Edom's example. He saw what he needed to do, and he did it. Today, we are offered salvation through Jesus, and we respond with belief, repentance, and the burial in the water for forgiveness of our sins. If we want to talk about it. Let us know if there's something that we need to pray about. Let us honor God's presence. Let us honor him in our home. Let us honor God in our lives. Let's honor God, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God on today. Welcome him into your home today. Welcome him into your life today. We got to be careful that we don't disrespect God. Don't take his grace and his mercy for granted. Embrace the loving kindness of him because he's God all by himself. He owns everything. We thank God today for his grace and his mercy today. We bless God. Come on, people of God. Come on, let's give God some glory today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Follow the example of Obed-Edom and allow God to come into your homes today. Enough arguing, enough bickering, enough division amongst one of us. Life is too short today, praise God. Nobody knows the day or the hour when Jesus come back. He said, I come back as a thief in the night. So we don't know, praise God, when is our time. But while we got time, let us welcome the one and only, the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, into our homes. Everybody noticed that Obed-Edom's house was blessed. People around you know when your house is blessed. Your children is blessed. Your substance is blessed because you have God in your life. They're going to be saying, they must serve God. I want to know the God that they serve. I see the blessings on their lives. Let us be that one example that God can bless in abundance that others may look at and want to serve the true and living God. With that being said today, I thank all of you for coming on today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank God. This morning as I was getting the show together, I look at the stats this morning. I thank God because I want to tell the United States, amen, praise God. Thank you for joining us. Amen, praise God. We have Nigeria on MCI Ministry Radio now, praise God. We have Uganda on MCI Ministry Radio, praise God. We have South Africa on MCI Ministry Radio. We have Zambia on MCI Ministry Radio. All because of God's goodness. And I pray, thank God, and I pray for each country that's represented here today. I pray for each house that's represented here today. May the blessings of God overtake you, undergird you. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Today is a blessed day, people of God. Today is a blessed day. Receive your blessing. Receive your miracle. Receive your direction. God, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Receive the guidance that God has for you today. I want to thank all of you. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Next month, praise God, we're starting a new month, and it's going to be an exceptional month, praise God, because we have more people coming on. We're going to have ministry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right now I'm working on, we have Friday. But listen, I'm on Sunday. Apostle Carolyn McNeil is on Sunday, Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. On Monday of next month, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'll be having more things. Amen. Your Fix at 6, that will be back on. And on Tuesday, praise God, Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed True Ministry. On Wednesday, amen, we have a newcomer. We want to welcome her, First Lady Thelma Monroe Butler. Amen. She called Lady Thelma Monroe Butler. Amen. Praise God. And also, Fresh Fire Friday with Pastor Matthew McNeil. We do have, praise God, set up now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have an email address where if you want to send us a message, send a prayer request or anything, or the song that you would like to hear, is MCI2621@yahoo.com. If you need it, call me, 302-883-9799. And even for prayer, good things are happening, praise God. God is blessing, and let us continue to be blessed. I thank all of you that's been sowing into the ministry. You allowed me to, and my husband, amen, to take it a further to another level, amen, praise God. So we thank God for you, you, and you. And I pray God will bless you 100-fold, praise God, for your tithes, for your offering, for your seed that's being sown, amen, in the name of Jesus. But don't forget, God loves you, praise God, and I love you too, praise God. With that being said, I want to pray out. The month of May is going to be an exceptional month. Come on, somebody, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come and I bless your holy name. I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, Father. I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father, as you bless thy people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move by your Holy Spirit in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray right now, Father God, if it's one that's sick, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would touch their body right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up every spirit of infirmity, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and we call forth the breaker anointing to break the yoke of sickness right now from off these bodies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for divine help right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, God, and Lord, I want to special special prayer, God, for my aunt today. Ah, Yekato de Bashanda, and Burgess today, Father God, as she's in the hospital. I want all of us to begin to pray for her. Ah, for Shato de Bashanda, for recovery, speedy recovery. We pray, God, that you will bless her, touch her body right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, send your Holy Spirit right there where she's at, Father God. We might not can be there, Father God, but your word can go there, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for divine healing right now, God, to take place right now, Father God, over her and all the ones that's in the hospital, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you move by your miraculous power, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless everyone, God, that's a part of this ministry, God, yes, Holy Spirit, and all your children, God, that's called by your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the wind of change right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the blessings that's flowing right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, the same way you bless, God, Obed-Edom's home, Father God, I pray with the special blessing, God, that you will bless every home that's represented here today, God. Oh, God, that we will have no lack in our home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit. We ask that you touch right now, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Thank you for the answers, God. Thank you for the directions, Father God. Thank you for the movement, God. Thank you for the ability, Lord God, to stand up in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we ask that you have your way, Father. Move by your Holy Spirit, God, that only you can do. And we bless you, Father. And with that being said, people of God, take a hold of, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. With that being said, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, yes, God. God says, read Deuteronomy 28, the blessings that will flow. And we forgot one, Africa. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless them as well. We thank you, Father. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, all the blessings. May the blessings of God overtake you, undergird you, and take over your life. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen. God bless you all. Song for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on. going through.